Monday, we are here to conduct the class because Pastor Charlie is not around. He's in Perth. He'll be back tomorrow. And it, of course, is our privilege. But it's what is so special about this class today is that you realize that there's no notes. Oh, no, where are the notes? Oh, wait, we'll get to that. Now, in this box here, it's actually your test papers. So, as you know, we have ended the book of Revelation, and we are going to begin, commence the book of Psalms next week. So what do we do this week? We're going to do a review, and the best way to review, as every Singaporean would know, is to take a test. So in here are your test papers. You have about 40 minutes to finish it. You can just do whatever it is. And then when you're done early, you can go for breakfast. And that's the class today.
And then those who pass?
Yes, those who pass. will go to SSS 4R. Not R for Revelation, R for Remedial.
Those who pass.
Oh, those who pass. Oh, sorry, don't pass, pass. Okay, those who fail. Will be split. SSS 4. And then those who pass will of course get some extra breakfast. We'll go to SSS 4P. P for pass, P for Psalms. And that's how it is. Okay?
So, sorry, Uncle Winston. Okay. Just to let you know.
Yeah, we'll show you the test papers.
The box is quite light, so.
There's nothing. We're kidding! Yes. Of course, we wouldn't subject you to such torture. Revelation has already subjected you quite a bit already. So, we are gonna. Oh, yes. It's a good little joke for all of you guys.
Well, I think we better pray together, shall we?
Let's pray.
You pray for us, maybe. Okay, let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for the joy of being a class together, the joy of being able to have your word open to us by Pastor each and every week. And as we come to the end of the study of the book of Revelation, we pray that you will help us to take time to review things, to be refreshed as we are reminded of the truths we have learned. Please grant to us your grace, grant to us a wonderful time of having this class this morning. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen. Okay, so what are we going to do instead, for real? We're actually going to have a quiz. So what we're going to do is, let's have a look at the slide. It will be quite a fun quiz. It won't be anything too heavy.
We hope.
Yeah, so no worries. We will be keeping score though, so that's what this is
okay,
for.
Sorry.
Okay, wait. Let's see. Something disappeared. Okay, so no worries about that. So we're going to have a quiz, and you'll see very shortly, we have entitled this quiz as... Who wants to be a Revelation heir? So this quiz is basically about the book of Revelation. Okay, now, let's see. So how are we going to play this? Well, there are four categories to this quiz. Okay, not topics, but categories. So four kinds of questions that can be asked. So those will all be on the wheel that we can see that.
Yeah, this is something that we have done before, so it should be quite familiar to everyone.
Okay, so the wheel will spin, and then you land on a category. Oops. And then whatever is that category, that will be the question that you have to answer. Okay? Ken? So let's look at the wheel, and then you get a sense of it. Okay, so for example, MCQ. MCQ is very easy. The question is asked, there are four answers, and you just have to choose the right one. Okay, that's not me. That's,
if you can listen to both and process both, you can have two lessons for the price of one. But I think they need to mute that side.
My Mandarin is never that good. Okay. So then there's, okay, so for example, there's another category called charades. So charades means that if you wish to, you can come up here and we'll tell you the word and then you act it out for your teams. Okay, so speaking of teams, there are two teams. Okay, the right side here, this team here, let's call the team, do you have a choice of name for your team? If not, we'll pick for you. Okay, you can be called the Apostle John. Because he's the one that received all the revelation, right? Okay, then this side over here, what? You have any choice? Any preference? Genesis? No, that's the wrong side of the Bible. This is the front. Okay, let's call you the angel that revealed. Okay, so that's... Okay, so we will be keeping score along the way. Okay? Okay, are we good? Are you ready?
Yes.
Can I? You need me to... Do you need to be here? You need to be here? Yeah.
Okay, can we have the first slide? Okay, so there's John and Angel. Ben needs to improve his handwriting, really. Okay, but let's go ahead first. Let's spin it, shall we? Oh, very easy. The first one. Okay, MCQ. Okay, let's have the first MCQ question. Okay, now, which were the two churches that the Lord Jesus did not have anything against? Okay. Great. Okay. And your answer is? Number three. Okay, Philadelphia and Smyrna. Your answer? Three. And the answer is?
Number three.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. You get well 1 point. Done.
Oh, each. Very good. I'm impressed.
This is a warm up. Easy.
Easy,
question.
Yeah. Okay, easy. Okay, yeah, let's try another one.
Yeah. So that's what it is. Anyway, let's quickly, if for review as well, where is this taken from? It's actually taken from Revelation chapter 2. And there is what we write in chapter 3 for Philadelphia. And that's what we read here. Why is it that the Lord did not have anything against them? And this is very wonderful. It's that even though they have a little strength, they have kept their word, kept my word, which is the Lord's word, and have not denied my name. And that is such an encouragement to each and every single one of us, that even though we may be small, even though we may have little strength, with whatever strength that we have, as long as we do our utmost to keep the Lord's word, the Lord will honor. We don't have to be a big church. We don't have to be accomplishing great things all the time. But as long as we love the Lord, and that is what the Lord sees most of all. So that is at least one part of what it is. Okay? Okay, now, shall we?
Okay, let's try another question. Wow, this is too easy, I think. Okay, never mind, let's have a look.
Oh, this is not the next one is a bit hard.
Okay.
You can just actually see from here.
Okay, no need to project. Yeah, because very hard. It
okay.
Yeah. Sorry, just a moment. Okay, no.
Okay, and the question is basically, what is the order of the horsemen?
Yeah.
Okay, yes. The answer is two. Okay, white, red, black, and pale. Answer?
Two.
Two. And Ben, the answer is?
Two.
Oh, very
fantastic.
Good. Very good.
Well, yeah, fantastic.
We should have given you harder questions.
Yeah. Don't. Someone said don't.
Don't. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, all right, great.
You want to...
Okay. Oh, no, not two. Just one. Okay. Okay, let's have the next question. Let's see. Wow, but you're doing very well, actually. Oops.
That's the answer, okay, well.
Okay, let's see. Maybe you'll get a...
MCQ. Okay, it's going to get increasingly harder.
Okay, do you want to do the MCQ or you want to try something else?
We're MCQ. We can MCQ. Finish it.
All right. Okay, let's do the MCQ. Okay. Yeah, next one.
Yeah, we can just go from here. So where was John when he wrote the book of Revelation? And answer is... Two, okay.
Easy. Okay. All right, let's move on. Next.
Yes. Okay, now here we are. We are going to get something here. Okay. Can we try the first one? Okay. So this is a phrase that is found in the book of Revelation. How are we going to play it? It's like Wheel of Fortune. It's like Hangman, Wheel of Fortune, okay? So you just guess the letter. So each side can guess a letter. And the first group that actually guess correctly, the whole phrase wins. Okay, it's quite simple, I think. Okay, let's try. I hope Ben counts correctly. Should be. Okay? Okay. Let's try. Okay, can I just... John is... Any letter you can, you have to buy a vowel, don't worry. You have to pay extra money to, or you can choose any consonant vowel. E, okay. It's a phrase in Revelation. It should be quite familiar. Yeah, it can be anything. Like, behold, I'm coming quickly. But it can be anything. So, okay, there's E.
Okay, that's E. Okay,
sorry,
anyone?
A. Yes. Okay.
Okay.
T.
T. Yes, 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 there is. T. Okay. The side. R. Okay.
That Pastor has said a few times.
Okay, R is... Okay. Are we catching it so far?
S.
No, there's no S. Okay. N. Yes, there is an N.
H.
Yes, H. Okay, so if you know it, you can really go for it. If it's your turn, okay? H. Okay, anybody decide? D for Denmark. Yes, there is. D. Yes, there's a D here. Okay, okay, yes, go! Yes! Oh, no, yes. Your brother commander, yes. Correct, yes. Now, why did we include this phrase? Okay, this is actually taken from John chapter 1, okay? And this is John writing to everyone saying this part here, that he is. Let me just read it for you, just for context once again. In Revelation chapter 1, he writes this. John, verse 9, I, John, both your brother and companion in, 1, the tribulation, 2, the kingdom, 3, the patience of Jesus Christ. And this is how John actually presents himself as the writer of the book. Why is this so important? And why do we need to highlight this verse for everyone? Why? Because at our anniversary this year, we're going to try to come up with an SSS4 booklet that we hope all of you will attempt to write. And it's a booklet to encourage people from the perspective of a brother and companion. So it means that we do have some work to do. And this is a call for if you have a testimony to share things that you're learning from Revelation that you actually have applied in your life, wherever you may be. Well, please write. Please send it to us.
Yeah, that would be great. So that's the real review. For you to take time to personally review the things that you have been learning. So far, we have 2 testimonies. So it would help very much if you write. And then we would compile it and put it together in a book. That's the plan. Okay? Yes.
Okay.
Okay. We have one. Let's go back to the wheel. Okay, Okay. Can? Oh, okay. It's okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. Now, do we have a...
Okay, first we need to ask if we have a volunteer who would like to act out this particular character. It's a character from the Book of Revelation. That means one of the living beings of can't even say human beings, just living beings. Does anyone would like to? So if you volunteer and your team wins, you get double points.
Yes.
Ben, anyone? Oh, don't go. Yeah. Yes.
Well done. Thank you for your support.
Okay, well, we'll also help you. No worries. We'll also help you. Okay, so.
Start with a simple one.
Yeah. Okay, simple one. Huh? Okay. Why don't we do.
Go ahead, Vishwan. Yeah, okay, yes. Okay, great. Yeah, same. Okay. Okay, easy.
Okay.
Yeah,
so Sheree, no talking.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, ready?
No,
I
need a doctor, but an actor.
Okay, Dr. Okay, Young, ready? Okay, you can go anytime.
Actually,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
Well done. Apostle
this
John.
Team is it? Yeah, John, the team John got it. Yes, of course.
Simple, right? So simple. So they should invite you next time when the charades again, please. I'm not just the doctor crying to wear everything.
thank you. Okay, now the score is even. You are neck and neck. Okay, so.
Let's go back.
Oops. Oh, okay. Okay, let's go back to. Okay, let's see what's next. Okay, guess the phrase. Okay, so. Okay, let's try this one.
So this is one of the phrases in the Book of Revelation. It is, you will get it. It's something that you will know. Okay. That's all I can give. Okay, let's try A. Okay, A, yes. Here.
Yeah,
one more. Okay. Okay, good. E. Yes. Well, if it's Wheel of Fortune, you've earned a lot of money already. Okay. Sorry, N for.
No N.
No N, yes.
Okay.
Yes. This side. Zach. No, Zach.
Can we give a clue?
Soon. Okay, why? Yeah, they're getting it. Why? It's this side. Why? Is it? Why? Yes. Yes. Why? Okay. This is a huge thing already. I. Hold on. H. L. Wait. Yeah, okay. So who's first? Okay, yeah, this side. Wow, competitive, you all. Yes, okay, and well done. Okay, so this is the description of the Lord Jesus Christ. We try to reference it, okay? It's chapter 1, verse 14. Okay, his head and hair were like white as like wool, as white as snow, and his eyes like a flame of fire. So that is the description of the Lord Jesus Christ. We'll come to it.
We'll come to it. So if we recall in the very first chapter, the way that the Lord Jesus was described was absolutely astounding. There was the hair white as wool, the eyes as fire, feet as bronze. And the reason is that sometimes we always think only of the Lord Jesus as a man, the Nazarene, the person who came to earth, the person who healed many. But that's not who the Lord Jesus really is. When he truly reveals his divinity, his eyes are like a flame of fire. And that is amazing. It is absolutely amazing to think about that. Okay? All right. Okay, let's see what we have next. Okay, we can go back to the wheel. Yeah. Let's try open-ended. Open. Oh. You wanna MCQ or you wanna pass? Pass. Okay, pass. Let's try again. Okay. So this one, if possible. If possible, we have two people, if it is possible at all, if it's at all possible. Okay, so if your team is involved, you get, and you win it, you get a double point. Okay? Anyone? Two people, if it's possible.
I heard Auntie Shirley is making something. To me, Auntie Shirley and Uncle Alvin. Oh, wonderful couple. Right. If you can come to the front, it's so simple.
Thank you. Yeah, this is really easy. Yeah. Does Uncle Alvin also want to come? If not, it's okay. If not, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah, we will help you. Yeah. This one's
Okay.
Oh. Yeah, easy.
Okay, so we'll help Auntie Shirley, okay? Okay, ready. Three.
Two words. Two words.
Peace.
Okay, it must be found in Revelation, but don't worry. So two witnesses, yes. Okay, well done. A bit more challenging.
So, 2 points ahead, yeah? Okay, great. Well done, okay. So the point of two witnesses was very much Pastor encouraged us to be there to be witnesses, and that's very important. Okay? But I understand the Revelation has so much detail, so many details, so many characters. Even is hard to keep track of everything. But yes, so us to remember.
Okay.
Next.
There's some music here. Okay, guess the phrase.
Guess the phrase again. Okay. Guess the phrase, okay.
Okay.
Okay, so it's going to get a little bit harder, right?
But I think it's actually quite straightforward. I think this one's quite straightforward.
Whoa! That's correct. Yeah.
Did you see the answers up there just now? Yeah. Yeah, actually, it is correct. I am the Alpha and Omega. Amazing, amazing. Okay, but in lieu of that, let's do the other phrase.
Okay,
the last,
all right, all right, all right, all right.
The point's coming to you.
You get the point. You get.
This is
this side. John. Oh my God! Wow, John is leading. Oh. Huh?
Yeah. I give you half mark lah. Okay, 1.5. Amazing.
Oh no, how come the angel is trailing behind John? Okay, let's try another one.
Oh, can't see. Oh, wow.
Can't see, is it?
Oh, okay, never mind.
We'll improve our mechanics next time, if there even is a next time.
Please don't guess it immediately.
Not that straightforward, so. Okay, E.
Okay.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Oh, sorry. Okay.
Okay, this side. Oh. Yes.
Okay. N.
No.
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 No. No. N. Da da.
You. Yes. You.
You. You as in. Oh, okay.
Yes. You.
Yeah. Why?
Oh, wait. You first. Finish the you first. Okay. And then why? Right.
Why? Yeah. Why?
Yes. Yes, you have left your first love.
So the answer is, you have left your first love. Yes.
Oh, sorry, maybe this side didn't see the board well enough. That's why.
Right.
Another point.
Yes.
We should shift the board. Okay, we shift the board. Just to make it fair, right? Switch court. Right.
Just in case.
Okay,
but this is a special phrase, and I think many of us remember it. This was what the Lord Jesus said about the church at Ephesus. Well, Ephesus was there, and Paul ministered to it, and even years later, it was still there. And the works were good, but the problem was that along the way, they didn't lose their first love, they left it. And that's a danger for every church. We can start well, but along the way, we can continue with our works and labor, and yet that love can be lost as well. It can be left as well. And we pray very much that is a lesson that we as a church will always take to heart, that we will not leave our first love. Okay? Okay. Okay, let's see what's next.
We'll do a few more.
Okay, yeah. We'll do
a few more. Yeah, we can run it and we'll see how. Let's see whether we can get an open-ended one for a change.
Great.
Ah, okay, but we have one. This is so interesting. Let's do this.
Okay,
one.
Okay.
Okay, this is a character, okay? In the book of Revelation. Yes.
Okay, but first we need a volunteer.
This one is really quite exciting, I think. If we
get it. So if you volunteer, your team gets double points. Okay, let's up the stakes. If you volunteer and your team answers correctly, you get 3, and then you can catch up.
Good work.
But if you if you act by the other team guesses, you still lose. So, is anyone? It would. It's not hard. This one is not hard to act.
Actually, I see a person that is smiling right at us all the entire time. I think it's Uncle Vince.
Uncle Vince, is it?
Yes. He's always chuckling to himself. He's like, "Oh, please call me." Right? It's written all over his head. Not the Lord's. Oh. Yes, yes, yes. We're just our way to get back at him. Okay. yeah, it's quite okay. It's a character, okay? In a character in the book of Revelation.
If you know, if you think you know the answer, just raise your hand, okay? It'll be easier that way.
Yes, it's Beast of the Sea. I didn't really hear this part. We just got to even the score a bit.
Triple points!
Oh, we have caught up! Oh, neck and neck!
Okay.
Intense competition!
She's still loser, sorry. So 1.5 points behind. But that can't be helped, I guess.
No, no worries. No,
the board's already here, you see. So
yeah. Well, okay, fine, fine. The losing team will have to. The winning team can go for breakfast earlier. And.
Okay, let's see if we can do one open ended. Yeah. Those are quite interesting. Okay.
Let's just go straight to open ended.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go straight. Okay.
Okay. No need to spin.
Giddy already.
Okay.
Too much spinning.
Oh, okay, wait, just okay, nice.
Great. Okay. Let's look at it.
So,
we're gonna put the question to you. That's the question. And then you have a board each, and you're gonna write down as many answers as possible as you have to this question. Okay? Yeah. So yeah, the whole team can just participate. Just call out and then one representative will just write for you.
So Yvonne will represent Team John. You represent Team
Angel. This is open book, so you can look at the Bible. Look at Revelation chapters 4 and 5. And you'll see all the answers there. Okay? So the group that gets the closest to the full list wins this round.
Okay, you have a minute, all right? You have a minute.
Okay, this round 2 points, okay? 2 points. 2 points.
Okay, 30 seconds left. Okay, you have 5 seconds left. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, pants down. Okay, let's check our answers.
Okay, we will start from this side.
Okay,
one, God on the throne. Yes, that is right. Two, cherubim. Actually, more specifically, we'll mention the living creatures. So the cherubim were not specifically mentioned. Angels were mentioned, but not the cherubim specifically. The four living creatures, lah. Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that the cherubim is the four living creatures? Okay, we'll I need to defer that one too. I need to defer that one. Okay, let's go with what the Bible says. Okay, shall we go with what the Bible says?
Yeah, let's go with the Bible.
Okay, Bible doesn't say cherubims, but it says living creatures. Oh, elders, yes. Okay, elders, yes. The apostles, they're not mentioned actually. The lamb, yes. Angels, yes. Okay, so okay, a few, right? So that's not bad.
Okay, we'll move on.
Let's see the other side.
Okay, let's check. 24 elders.
Yeah, 24 elders.
Taken
yes.
from chapter 4. Okay,
4 and 5. Chapters 4 yes. and 5. So 24 elders, yes. Four living creatures, yes. Seven spirits, yes. Lamb, yes. John, yeah. John was looking at it lah. So okay lah, okay lah, can lah. Angels, yes, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of angels. That's what it was said. God the Father, yes, correct. So well done. We have to give it to you. We have to give it. Well done, well done. Very good. Well done. So, sorry. So you were behind by 1.5, right? So now I promise you 2 points, isn't it? Okay. So now you are ahead by half a point. Okay. Sorry, got it.
Yes,
two points. Okay, well done, Angel. Okay. Okay, we have one last question, one last open-ended question. Okay, Ken, after that, then we'll hand the time over to him. Okay, let's look at it. What would be that question? So let's try another one. Okay. So this is from Revelation chapter 1. List down the ways in which the Son of Man was described. So same open-ended, the same format. Revelation 1 is quite straightforward. It's all there. Yeah, like this is right. Just like. Yeah, the eyes, the hair.
Okay, very good. We have 30 seconds left. Okay, 10 seconds left.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Ken. Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, let's see the answers and let's take a look at them.
Okay. Okay, come, let's have a look. Okay, faithful witness, firstborn from the dead, ruler of the kings of the earth, Alpha and Omega, feet like brass. Actually, we were getting at the head and the eyes and the feet, but it's okay because these were also the various titles that were given to the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we'll take it. Thank you. Yes, well done.
And then, in the other side, of course, it's...
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Hair white as snow, eyes flame like fire, yes. Yep. Feet like fine brass, yep. Voice, yep. Yeah, faithful witness, yes.
Yep.
These are
Yeah.
Yes.
It's, right hand, it's seven right. stars. Okay. Sharp sword out of his mouth. Okay. Yeah. But this is also right. This is okay. This is what sunshine. Sun shining in his breath. Okay, okay, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Sun okay. Good. Good. Okay. Sure. We'll accept it. We'll accept it.
Yes.
So both teams get 2 points.
Yeah. With some extra gusto, maybe we give a half mark to. And all draw. Yeah. Oh, it's fair. Okay. Fine.
Anyway, no. But well done to everyone. And just to close out this quiz. I think we really echo the words of the very last verse of Revelation. And we hope very much, if it is possible, to get you to do a bit of response reading, actually, which is this. And this is the verse. It says, "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly." And that is what the Lord Jesus reassures us of. We look at the world today. We look at the direction it's going. We look at the harbingers, the foreshadows of what is to come. And sometimes our heart becomes afraid. And what do? We remember the words of the Lord who said, "I am coming quickly." Quickly, soon He will come. When, we don't know, but soon. And our own heart's response would be, as it says in this verse, "Amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus." And if it's okay, I'd like to do a bit of response reading with you. So I'm going to read the part in black, and then you say the part in red. Okay, we'll just try that one time, okay? So we read Revelation 22, verse 20. "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly." Truly may the Lord come. Okay, we'll just try that one more time, okay? Revelation 22, verse 20. "He who testifies to these things says, surely I am coming quickly." Okay, well, thank you very much. And I think that is what the spirit with which we should close up the book. Okay? Okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, we are running out of time a little bit. So with this, I think we will close up today's lesson. You can have an early breakfast for today. But thank you so much for your participation in the quiz and for your attention throughout all the lessons of Revelation as well. And may they be something that we will keep within us in our own hearts. Okay? We're going to pray as we close. Okay? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to thank you for these words that you have allowed us to comprehend, this book of Revelation. And Lord, even though there are many things that we still don't fully understand, yet we can go away from this book with a stronger faith in you, with a stronger faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, that truly He is coming quickly. And our own hearts cry out to say, "Lord, come." And we pray that you would help us to find that grace, that strength, to be like the Church of Philadelphia, that though we may have a little strength, to keep your command to persevere through this life and through all its challenges. We ask for your special grace to be given. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.